Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best. And this over here is my other co-host.
9-1-0-0-7.
Oh, shit.
5.
Something's happened.
4.
Something's wrong with the board or something.
6. 3.
I don't know what's happening.
1.
We need to get off this article. I'm gonna click on random article.
8, 11.
Let's get this started.
11.
Hopefully.
11.
Hopefully.
11.
Oh, 11. Fuck.
Hi, I'm Matt. I just told you my birth name and with middle name in numbers. See if you can crack my encoding to figure out how I did that. This week, the topic is number stations.
Yes.
Numbers stations?
In general. Number,
numbers station.
Number station, numbers station, numbers station.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They're weird. They're creepy. What do you...
You ever found one?
Well, on my, like, ham radio?
On your radio, when you're driving in your... Oh, you don't have a car. When you're...
Yeah.
Looking for NPR, you're in a new city, you're looking for NPR, and you, you're tuning your dial.
No, have you? That's not a thing that happens in America.
It totally happens. It totally happens to people.
They just...
Maybe not in America.
Yeah, I think...
But to people.
I think number stations, where you can encounter them, it's not gonna be, like... It's not gonna be just off the dial from,
Just in Siberia.
Yeah, just inside... Maybe if you're in Siberia, you can be, like, tuned into the Siberian shock jockeys at 1 second, and then you just turn the dial a teeny tiny bit, and then...
A little bit.
5, 3, 2. Like, I don't think that happens...
I've, like, heard of people finding them.
But, like, just on a car stereo?
Maybe not.
I feel like on some other kind of...
Obviously not if you use the presets. I think you need a real fine dial.
You know
real
that...
smooth.
Remember the radio transmitter used for the boombox dance party I shepherded?
Yeah, I sure do. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that's
that kind of... I could see finding a number station on one of those
things.
Yeah. Because that's like... That's already something that is, well...
You can find those real, those ultra
I guess that's just
frequencies.
A transmitter, though. It's not a receiver.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So you, works, but you, here's what it would be. We could use that same technology, broadcast our own number station.
Number station? Yeah, I mean...
I'm going to break in to the student storage, steal back the transmitter.
You're just going to say your birth name over and over again?
Yeah.
Until someone cracks the code.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds great. You hit right. Random article
yeah,
already.
Yeah, so here we are on this page. Decima Mythology.
Decima Mythology, first step. Also, Caitlin, can you inform the listeners as to how we're navigating Wikipedia this week?
Oh, yeah, we have this new system we're trying out. It's called an iPad. It's called I drove here and delivered a bunch of kitchen stuff to Matt, and I forgot to bring my computer. So we're using an iPad instead. It's going to add a whole extra layer of challenge because we can't hover over links to see what they really are.
Yeah, we could get seriously misled by some links. If the hyperlink does not match the description, yeah, then we're...
Those sneaker links are everywhere. You really got to watch out for those.
I feel like our podcast, once we reach peak critical audience, we should mobilize and try to eliminate All these sneaker links. Yeah.
Yeah.
All links to articles about sneakers.
But I feel like,
also,
you know, that's part of the game, you know?
I think that's
just how the game is played.
Or maybe we should institute a Wikipedia game hard mode where...
I think that's...
Well, not what we're doing today. Without hovering, I'm saying where
every link
is misleading.
A sneaker link.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's advanced level.
Yeah.
We'll create a whole new Wikipedia where all the links...
Let's see you get to Jesus in 5 steps then, huh? You noobs. All right. Decima. This is a very short article.
It's a stub.
About Roman mythology. I don't know who the Parsae are. Oh, okay, the Fates. All right, all right.
She measured the thread of life with her rod. Do you remember the other ones did?
No.
Where
did the Fates pop up in what we've encountered? In our education.
In our education? I think they're in the Theogony. By
the Theogony guy.
By Works and Days, Mr. Works and Days.
Hesiod.
Hesiod, yeah. One of them spins the thread, one of them measures it, and the third one cuts it. It's the thread of life. That's nice. How it works. Okay. I guess we're clicking on Roman mythology.
Yeah. Roman mythology will eventually get us to number stations. Yeah, I mean,
Western civilization is like a straight line.
So, Roman mythology. Are we in agreement that it's mostly just fan fiction of Greek mythology?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Indisputably.
I love it.
Except for the founding myth of Rome itself.
That's original?
I think that's original.
Those are OCs?
Yeah. That's canon.
What?
And I mean, it's not like they deviate all that much. I think, like, all the shipping is faithful to the original, so I think that's admirable.
What fictional work, I'm not trying to say, like, let's just continue this train of poking fun at mythology for fanfic, but what, like, popular fiction today do you think is most informed by the fanfic element? Like, what incorporates the most in terms of, like, fan stuff into canon?
Are you...
Well, I've been thinking about this ever since they decanonized all that Star Wars junk.
Yeah.
Just, like, with one action, they're just like, hey, by the way, 25 years or whatever it was of all these comics and video games and books and stuff,
yeah,
they don't count no more. And that's amazing because that's them, like, taking back control, but also kind of sad because so many people have contributed. And by and large, a lot of that stuff...
A lot of their heart and soul into that.
By and large, a lot of that stuff either started as fan works. Like, you can imagine that these are people who are pitching books to publishers who are essentially just saying, like, hey, can you let me write Star Wars? Can you let me add to Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Or then at least, like, fans took that information in and created their own fan works, which are now not at all within, like, a canon. And... Which was the appeal of what they were doing, is, like, people would meticulously make their stuff accept or agreeable to canon.
Yeah.
And now none of it counts.
Yeah.
What fan work do you think is most, like...
So I think the most, probably the
easily integrated.
The most, well, the most disturbing instance of this, for me, was the new edition of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, where they had Hermione end up with the basilisk at the end. Really messed up.
Right, because the way they brought the basilisk back was so convoluted.
Yeah, it's like he was dead. He was dead in there.
They spent three whole chapters bringing that basilisk back.
They had to bring fucking Dumbledore's phoenix down there.
I think...
to bring the basilisk back to
life. And the phoenix was like, wait a minute.
The phoenix was like, whoa.
Whoa there.
I don't know if I'm into this.
I don't know if I want this to happen. Remember the last time we dealt with this fucker? Yeah. That was pretty weird.
Yeah,
do you
want to
know
what
my real answer I just thought of was, though?
What?
My Little Pony. Because weren't there... Because, look, I'm...
Oh, yeah, they've put tons of, like, brony suggestions in
the show.
Yeah,
I'm not
up
on the brony status of things, but I'm pretty sure a bunch of, like, names and elements and things from, like, brony culture then, like, reappeared
in
the show.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but I know that.
Real things.
I think that happens, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
About bronies?
You can answer one of these two questions, and I leave it up to you.
Okay.
How do you feel about bronies, or how do you feel about, like, entertainment that really, really blurs the line between fan and creator? Up to you. Which one do you want to answer? Only answer one, though.
You know, I think it's fine. The
bronies?
Bronydom. No, I think the blurring of the lines. I think that's cool. I'm into that.
What do you think of the song Blurred Lines?
It's catchy.
But it's real bad.
I forced myself to switch the radio station because, hey, I'm not about that.
I'm not about that either.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on Roman mythology still.
Yeah.
Now... I'm trying to put together in my head a potential path we can take to number stations. But the thing is that my understanding of where they originated was coded messages for spies during wartime. So I'm trying to think of, like, what nations in what wars use number stations. And I'm just like, wait, I don't know. All I know is that they appear, it's, like, referenced in Lost. That's,
I mean,
like, my one hook.
I was under the impression that nobody really knows, like, what's up with them.
Well, I mean, but, like, what could possibly be up
like, with like them? Somebody's, like, transmitting some sort of secret message, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who?
Well, yeah, we might not know who, but we might have a vague idea of who. Like, it's not hard to come up with why. What, do you think it's reptilians?
Do you think it's communists? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably communists, honestly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Now, I just had a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if instead of a radio station, because radio's going the way
radio's
of...
Radio's dying.
Yeah, radio's dying. Some places are switching to totally different forms of wireless transmission and so forth. But hear me out.
Numbers podcasts.
Well, I feel like that's a little on the nose. What about just a Twitter that tweets a single number.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah, in sequence. It's a particular sequence. This probably already exists. And it's probably like, if you crack the code, like... it's probably just like an ad for like penis enlargement pills or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it's another hoax like horse ebooks.
Right, where it's...
It's actually just two BuzzFeed
guys. It's actually
guys.
Just some guy in an office typing in number after number after number.
What if every
time... He can't stop until he's typed in all the numbers.
What if every time in Lost, when Desmond was down in the Swan, and he had to type in 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42?
Oh my god.
What? Yeah, I know the numbers off the top of my head. What if every time he did that every 108 minutes, which is also the number that those numbers sum to, what if every time he did that and hit enter... All it did was just tweet that out.
Wait, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64?
Nope.
Okay, never mind.
4, 8.
4, 8. 15.
15. 16.
16.
23.
23. 42. Oh, 23. Shit.
Oh, no, the number 23.
Oh, shit, don't say that number here. Okay.
I honestly...
Where was this? You were trying to think of a pathway. But,
I was trying to think of a pathway. Well, we could try to get to Lost through Roman mythology. I bet they make some references, some cross-links.
Do you think we can get there?
Look, Lost was just a crock pot.
Dude, you know where I feel like we could definitely get is fucking Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Roman popular culture, you think? Is that a section of, Roman mythology and popular culture? Ancient Rome? That's a link we could click. Let's click Ancient Rome.
Click Ancient Rome?
Yeah. You bring up a good point in mentioning... Assassin's Creed with reference to Rome, because that was the best. That was the best game.
The one that took place in ancient Rome.
Yeah. Well, I think. I'm gonna sound like a real idiot.
Okay.
Is Rome just if we just say Rome, is that just a city?
Is what I was an empire? It is a city.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one that takes place in Rome.
Well, it takes place throughout Italy, actually.
But the one that takes place in Rome is Brotherhood.
Well, Assassin's Creed 2, which is the one I have played, takes place in Florence and Venice.
Yes, all over. But then Brotherhood's in Rome.
Just Rome.
And I actually think that one's the best one.
Okay, that may be the case.
I think it edges...
Are the buildings, like, more interesting, so you have more stuff to...
It's a bigger open world city.
Right, so you have more stuff to hold A and tap the right trigger onto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it edges out Assassin's Creed 2 just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, the series is seriously downhill. Just like, oh my god, what are they doing?
I mean, just the same thing over and over again.
Have you seen the trailer for this year's installment?
No, hell no.
Merry Old England?
Wait, no, actually I have. It's the one where you can finally be a lady assassin.
You can finally be a lady assassin, thankfully.
How many fucking years did that take?
Let's see.
What are we doing? It's 2015.
The first one came out, when you want to feel a little old, 2007.
Mm.
Also, crazy fact, it's almost been 8 years since Half-Life 2 Episode 2 came out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't play it when it came out, so it doesn't really...
But
I remember...
You played that, but now when you played it late, you've now played it a long time ago, and it's been even longer still since
Yeah, but listen, the thing that freaked me out was, what was it, 2 years ago? When Fable had its 10-year anniversary?
Yeah.
I almost died. I almost just ended it right there.
Why?
I don't mean kill myself, I mean just drop dead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, I'm old.
Yeah, but Fable wasn't a good game, so.
I liked that game. I had a lot of fun. It's a short little game, but it's a sweet little game.
That game is full of lies.
What? You just mean the, like, publicity and the...
Yeah.
That's true, but that doesn't mean it's not a fun game. All right. You get to run around in the forest, whacking stuff. Your big silly sword.
Isn't it weird how video games, despite us being in the prime of our youth, at, like, our peak physical point in our lives right now, arguably.
Despite being young and beautiful.
Young and beautiful. We're both young and beautiful. You can't see it because you're listeners, but listeners, trust us.
We have beautiful voices.
Oh, they can hear our youth and our voices.
Yeah.
As opposed to this voice. But then a video game turning 10 years old can make us just feel like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Once short existence.
Once you hit that point where some important event happened 10 years ago, like that's when you know you're an adult.
It's all downhill from there.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's been 10 years. The other day, the kids I babysit, mm-hmm. we went roller skating, and I realized it had been 12 years since I've been roller skating.
We're quickly approaching the point at which there will be little kids mm-hmm. who can talk. And vaguely do things.
Yeah.
Who have, like, never lived in a world without Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like, functionally, there are children already like that because they can't remember a time before it. But then there will be children who, like, actually exist after it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only video game they'll ever want or need.
A.M.
Yeah. After.
Yeah.
A.N. after Notch.
What is it right now? What's the A.N. year?
A.N. 4?
More than...
I got that game in 2011, I think.
Yeah, I guess... Okay, yeah.
Maybe right. Very early launch 2010 when you couldn't do anything of any interest whatsoever.
Mm.
By the time I got into it, you could already like build stuff. Craft stuff, get diamonds. There was, like, kind of an objective.
They'd moved beyond digging by the time you got into it.
I got it a couple months before they added the fucking underworld that you could travel to.
Terrible. There's so much shit in Minecraft now, it makes me fucking sick.
Like, but when do you... So this week, this is, like, suddenly a gaming podcast. We've been talking about video games for the last 10 minutes. This week is the speedrunning event. Summer games done quick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the speedruns listed on the event listing, Minecraft.
What do you fucking run in Minecraft? What are you running to?
Well, I mean, this is the argument for a lot of speedrunning. You go from the moment you start the game to credits. To just making the credits roll, right? Okay. That's the end.
Okay.
There are credits in Minecraft.
God, how do you trigger the goddamn credits?
You have to go to the not the...
Do you have to build them?
Yeah,
you build the credits in the sky.
You build out
this game made by Caitlin.
This game was made by Mojang, and then you have to list all these programmers, and then now like Microsoft localization teams.
I was just gonna give myself all the credit as the person who built the digital world inside of Minecraft.
You build one shitty.
I made this house.
You build one shitty house, and you're like, I made the game.
I made a cave.
That reminds me, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I flirted with the idea of being a level designer.
Yeah.
As,
I mean, didn't we all?
No, I don't think everybody
when
did.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut and a princess and a level designer.
Yeah, except, you know, if I wanted to be an astronaut, maybe then I would have tried to, like, get fit and, like, learn about physics and, like, maybe see how many Gs I could take.
But instead, you...
Well, I didn't do any of that because I didn't want to be an astronaut, but I did try to make levels.
And did you make levels in, like, Doom?
No, I made them in, and very few of these reach completion, but, like, Counter-Strike, Half-Life, Portal. And I made a very short Portal map for a school project that I had to, like, present, like, this is a thing that I like to do. Here's my hobby. Let's show it off. But all the kids who were not plugged into the gaming sphere were like, did you make that game?
Yeah.
My Portal map was the equivalent of the shitty Minecraft house. But I so wanted to be like, yeah, I made Portal. Of course I did.
Should have just said, yeah.
Yeah. It's sold millions of copies worldwide.
You would have been more popular. Not to insinuate that you weren't popular in high school.
I wasn't popular in high school.
Well,
so
maybe you would have been more popular.
If you'd
invented Portal.
If I'd hoodwinked people into thinking I'd made a hit video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Here's what I should have done. Here's what I should do if I get time travel to my name. Go back, 2007, just drop off an early build of Minecraft to high school me and say, release this.
Yeah, that's. I think that's maybe where Minecraft came from.
Congratulations. You think the time traveler came back and he gave it to Notch?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, yep. It's from the future.
If you look at that guy's Twitter.
That's what the future looks like. In the future, we're all going to be cubes.
Is there, okay. I know we're not, well, maybe by talking about time travel, we'll get to number stations. We'll crack the code.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of something better that you would give yourself as like a get rich quick scheme if you could go back in time? Like Minecraft has made all the money.
Oh, yeah.
What's one thing better that you could give yourself to make more dollars than that? Like
Windows, like Microsoft.
Okay, but
there's richer companies, Matt.
Caitlin, Windows predates you, I'm pretty sure. Or at least, like, MS-DOS certainly does. You can't go back
into... within my lifetime?
It has to be something within your lifetime.
Fucking Facebook, Matt. Hello?
I guess Zuckerberg's probably... But you would have had to then launch Facebook when you were, like, 11.
No. I was, like, 14.
In 2004, was that Facebook?
Yeah, I was 14 in 2004.
Okay. Here's my question about Facebook, though. The hook for that was, like, he was at Harvard and he convinced people to get on it because he had a real-life social network.
I had a social network at Roosevelt Middle School.
Do you think... Imagine...
I would have gotten my three friends to get on the Facebook, and then they could have each gotten, two more friends.
Imagine alternate history Facebook that started in a middle school and then took over the world.
How much doper would it be if it had started in a middle school?
Well, I bet early Facebook would have looked a lot more like MySpace then.
We'd have had background pics. We'd have had, you could select your song that you wanted to play when visitors came.
What would your song have been? What was your MySpace
song?
When
the bodies hit the floor.
Was that actually your MySpace song?
No, that's a lie. I think it was a Tool song. I don't remember which one.
I did, like, joke themes for my MySpace. I didn't take it seriously. I came to MySpace later than
you. I mean, you did joke themes. You did joke themes, but, like, you were still buying into the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But one time, I just renamed myself and my page and all the images. I was Lightning McQueen from Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And my go-to song was Life is a Highway.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it. No one thought that one was funny.
Nobody
and I can see
one?
Why.
Did you have a more popular one?
No, I wasn't popular, like I said.
Nothing you did was popular.
Nothing I did was popular.
I'm going to click on this link that says technology.
Okay.
Just see where that takes us. Roman technology. Oh,
iPad hard mode. Hey, you know what? Aqueducts, they're cool as shit, though.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
Aqueduct is like a great early game civilization thing. To keep us on video games. It's a great early...
It's a good tech.
Early game civilization tech to get.
Yep. Carries over some of the food after your city grows.
All right. Welcome to Can You Get to That? A Civilization 5 strategy podcast. I am your host, Matt Olson, and this week I've been playing a lot of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, cool. How's that been working out for you?
Cheats.
I main the,
I main Ryu.
I don't understand that joke.
Is Ryu? Ryu?
Oh.
Ryu. Uh-huh. As one person calls him.
Ryu?
Ryu, yeah.
As in Kanga and Ryu?
Yeah. There's this dude in the fighting game community who calls him Ryu. Now this is the Street Fighter episode again all of a sudden.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just lost in this article about Roman technology.
It's pretty cool. They got they had some cool shit.
Hey. Wow, one of the earliest known examples of nanoengineering.
Well, damn.
How about nanoengineering?
I don't know if nanoengineering is going to get as close,
you
but
don't
I want to
think
that's
a good direction? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, how is that cup? There's this, like, ornate cup, and it's listed as an early example of nanoengineering, and I don't understand how. Was the cup grown? Was it a grown cup?
Like, they used nanobots? What?
What constitutes nanoengineering? Yeah, no, click nanoengineering. I want to get to the bottom of what Wikipedia considers that to be.
We're just going
Step
on
five,
a little drive here. Nanoengineering is a practice of engineering on the nanoscale.
Wow, okay. I don't understand how that's nanoengineering.
Yeah, me neither.
Hmm.
Maybe that was like a prank that someone played.
This is a bad click. We did a bad click.
Well, at least we're like in the future, in the present day now.
We time traveled to the future in nanotechnology. See, now all I'm thinking about is, wait, have you ever, oh God, what was it called? It was a Michael Crichton book, where there was this, like, sentient cloud of nanobots.
I don't remember what it's called, but I do think I do know what you're talking about.
See, here's my thought, though. If we can get to that through this, that book was referenced heavily in people's theories about Lost, and Lost had a number station.
Mm. You're really on this Lost thing, huh?
I like the show. Okay. It was a good show. But is there, like, nanotechnology and fiction? Oh, popular culture. There you go. Popular culture?
Yeah, popular culture.
Okay, nanotechnology and fiction. There we go. Step 6. Do they have nanotech in Neuromancer? Or is it all just kind of like...
I haven't read Neuromancer.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of...
the other one.
Yeah, that other, you know, that other one.
The other one. The other William Gibson one?
No, I was thinking of the Neal Stephenson book, not Snow Crash.
Oh.
Neuromancer.
Nope. What?
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Never mind.
Oh, I know the name of the book. Jane Eyre.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Jane Eyre by Neal Stephenson.
Yep. Yeah, I think they have nanomachines in that one. I think the guy's got some nanomachines locked in his... In his attic.
Does he? What guy? The main character?
The guy that Jane...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, I was suddenly making a Jane Eyre.
You're still talking about Jane Eyre. Okay.
Suddenly I was extending the bit.
Yeah, you find... And then
she
and
finds then out he was married to nanomachines
before.
Well,
he got all these nanobots and they became sentient and then he freaked out and locked him in the attic.
Now that we said that, that person who wrote, like... Pride and Prejudice and Zombies or whatever is gonna Jane Eyre, but with nanobots.
Yeah.
Ugh. Historical, well, not historical, but like old fiction remixes are so distasteful to me. There's an instance of
Michael Crichton's novel Prey.
Prey. Yes.
Click on that.
Prey. Yeah. I read that when I was like. Well, it was when I was watching Lost, so I must have been like 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
I read it mostly on a plane,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I was sitting next to this like older man, and like one of the few pieces of plane, same row plane, small talk we had, because I think it's weird for an adult to small talk the 14, 15-year-old on the plane, was just, hey, it's impressive you're reading a Michael Crichton book at that age. But actually, it's not, though, because Michael Crichton's not, like, he's not hard to get.
Yeah.
I can see it being, like, okay, maybe a 15-year-old's not going to be as critical of his kind of, like...
No, I feel like 14, 15 is, like, the target audience.
Yeah, it's, like, when a person should be reasonably expected to read it and enjoy it and be, like, caught up in it.
Yeah.
But not just be, like, but also this is, like... garbage.
Not using their lit theory on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was before I read Jane Eyre by Neal Stephenson, mm-hmm. so, you know, I wasn't fully...
Right, you didn't have all the context for it.
No, yeah. Prey. You know what else I think of? It's also the name of a video game.
Really? Video game?
Prey.
What's it? Well, tell me about it, though.
Did you say... I said it's also the name of a video game. You asked what video game?
What video game?
Prey. That game's a weird one. It was kind of like a...
Is it about a kitty cat?
No. You know about Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
The game that took like 12 years to come out.
I'm aware of it. Took forever to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of in the same development hell for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
I think it came out in like 2007 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was a first-person shooter built on the... I want to say on the Doom 3 engine.
Oh, yeah, Natch.
And you play as a Native American character who is in a small town, and then aliens abduct.
Like, aliens abduct.
Like, the entire town.
Okay.
And in this, like, traumatic abduction experience, he, like... gains this connection with the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's real, like, hey, we have a very loose and probably
it's like really essentialist.
Yeah, essentialist view of what constitutes Native American belief systems and mythology. And we're going to use it to justify a system where you don't actually die. Like, there were two hooks to the game. One is, there were, portals and weird gravity and stuff you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you never died in the game. If you would get... Or you wouldn't die normally. If you got, downed, you would go to the spirit realm where you would then, kind of play this, first-person mini-game where you would, shoot these birds with an arrow to, mm-hmm. regain life and then, come back to life.
Mm, yeah.
Otherwise, it was, is a pretty mediocre game. It wasn't, bad, but it wasn't good either. The best part of the game is in the first 5 minutes, because when you get abducted, you're at this, small-town bar, and Don't Fear the Reaper is playing
and the
jukebox. Don't Fear the Reaper?
Oh, yeah.
By Blue Oyster Cult.
That's the best part of the
game. The best part of the game is actually that they just have a good song in it.
One good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they spent all their money on.
I bet. That that's why it took, 7 years to make or something. They're just negotiating those rights.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Prey by Michael Crichton.
Prey.
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 Prey. Bruh. Did you read Prey?
Prey. No, I didn't read Prey.
So the thing about Michael Crichton is that he's just hey, what if technology bad, though?
Yeah. I mean, it's a really deep question if you think about it. What if? People don't think about that enough. We just think of it being good.
We just only ever think about technology being good.
Yeah.
I always look down at my smartphone and I'm like, this is a good addition to my life.
This is a social good. This iPad
that we're using for this podcast?
This is doing good for us.
Hello, yes.
And for others.
Very good.
But what if?
What if technology bad, though? Hello, hello. I'm Michael. It's a honor. It's a pleasure to be here at Powell's City of Books. Wait, did he pass away?
Michael Crichton? Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, no. I feel bad now. We're going to continue the bit. Anyway, hello. It's nice to be here in Portland, Oregon. I just thought I'd start with the question and answer portion. If anybody in the audience has a question for me.
Excuse me, Mr.
Yes,
Crichton.
You there with your hand raised, yes.
Oh, Mr. Crichton, I'm a big fan. What if technology bad?
You get it. You understand me.
Yay.
Come live in the woods with me, Michael Crichton.
Yes, okay.
The only technology we're allowed to have is a television hooked up to a solar panel with a VHS player and a copy of Jurassic Park, since that's the only good movie adaptation of any of my books that exists.
Yay. Good.
Question's over.
Cabin.
Cabin?
Would you
live in a log cabin?
Me, would I live in a log cabin?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to define log cabin a little more.
Three logs carefully balanced on each other in the form of a triangle.
Against a, yeah.
Or yeah.
Like leaned up against a tree.
Uh-huh.
That's
what a log cabin is, right?
That, no, I would not live in that. I can't say I would.
So is there not a...
I tell you what I would live in. If I could shrink myself down, if I could use a shrink ray on myself, I would live in a Lincoln log cabin.
A Lincoln log cabin.
Real cozy.
But here's the thing about a Lincoln log cabin. You can only eke so much resolution out of Lincoln log and related building materials for furniture.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, here's how you decorate a Lincoln log cabin to make it livable. What do you use for dining table?
Lincoln logs.
No, I'm saying, let's say the cabin itself has to be Lincoln logs, okay?
Right, yeah.
You stick to that. So you got the little slats for the roof and everything and all that good stuff, okay? What are you going to put inside of it? Well, I'm going to say, what do you use for tables? Probably those little things you get in the pizza box.
Mm, I was just the box that, from collapsing. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you use for chairs?
What do you use for chairs? Now, I would say Legos. But only, here's the thing, only if you can get some of those
nice... smooth top ones.
It's got to be a smooth top, no studs, because that's going to hurt your
butt. Studs in your butt.
But also, you don't want it to be flat either, because who sits in on just a perfectly flat chair? What you got to get is some of those smooth Lego pieces to build something that your butt can really settle into. Like those smooth,
really
bumpy ones.
Comfy.
Yeah.
Not the glossy ones, the rough finish.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice for your butt.
What are you sleeping on? Cotton balls. Probably.
Cotton balls? I feel like you're... You... Man, Your bed would be so lumpy. Can you imagine how big a cotton ball is to a person who can fit inside a Lincoln log cabin?
Okay, what if you...
I'm going to say...
What if a cotton ball is your beanbag chair?
I'm going to say the stuff from the inside of a pill bottle, like that cotton.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah. That's real good.
Yeah.
We're never going to get to numbers digits. There does not appear to be a reference to Lost on this page, so...
Well, we haven't really read the article, so...
Scrolled.
You scrolled?
I scrolled. I done scrolled.
Okay, well, there's,
Yeah, I don't know. Gray goo. Gray goo is just, like, another term for nanomachines, right?
Well, it's a term for, like, the nano-apocalypse. It's, like, when nanobots become so numerous that they start, like, consuming things and turning them into nanobots also, I believe, is what that means.
Oh.
So, like, the whole world, or potentially the whole universe, turns into this gray goo.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. Goo life. I love it. Want to be that goo. Want to meet that goo.
So...
Oh, boy, this is hard.
Yeah, this isn't a... Let's see.
We could go through genre. Techno-thriller? What?
What channel was Lost on, Matt?
It was on ABC.
Fuck! I thought it was on Fox.
Yeah, it was not on Fox,
God damn it.
Fox was like... What was on Fox at that time in the mid-2000s?
The OC. It was all OC.
Well, OC only lasted
OC
a little bit into...
2003 to 2007.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 4 seasons.
Okay, well, we already had our OC podcast, and we already had our Street Fighter podcast.
You.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, have you finished the first season yet?
We got one episode left.
Oh, man. Season finale?
Season finale. Wow. OC Club.
Yeah, your OC Club's making good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's unrelated to the task at hand of getting to that. Oh, boy.
How much time do we have left?
We have a lot of time. We've actually...
Do we?
Yeah.
We have 20 minutes. Okay.
We have 20 minutes left.
Okay, we can do
this. We can get there.
We just gotta focus a little bit.
We've been not focused at all. We didn't even really talk about, like, where we're at this week. Like,
that's okay.
How did you
get
that little cut on your finger?
With a knife. I cut it with a knife.
Doing what?
I had a... You know when you get to the end of your cheese loaf...
Oh,
and you got that little sliver at the end.
It's real difficult.
And I tried to cut that in half lengthwise.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a job.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, if I complain anymore on the podcast from now on until I get fired...
Just cuff you.
Yeah, just...
head.
You just have to tell me that you're going to do it after the podcast because it'll sound really bad on the podcast.
Okay.
And then from that point on, the rest of the podcast, I'll be living... in, like, this anxious state awaiting getting cuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I won't tell you when. It could be any time in the next 2 years that I'm going to cuff you.
It'll make for really good listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe we could click on... God, I just don't know. Complexity? Genetic engineering?
Genetic algorithm?
Artificial life.
I don't think that that's helpful. Science and technology.
Just generally? That can't be.
I'm going to click on technology.
That can't just...
Second time I've clicked on a link called technology.
God. It can't just be technology.
It's going to take us back to Roman technology.
Wow,
hey!
It's just the page
just technology.
For technology. Which has to exist for some reason.
Because it's a thing? Is it because technology bad that there's a Wikipedia page about it, Matt?
Is there a subheader that just says is bad ?
Is bad.
What if okay,
skepticism and critics.
Okay, there's history of
the Luddites.
There's history of technology on this page, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think radio would be a notable
thing. It's
gotta
be. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna find it. Don't you worry. Okay. Medieval and modern history. That's a big chunk of time.
That's a big old chunk
You're
of time.
Flattening that all out. Telegraph, telephone, radio.
Radio. Okay, click it. How many pages
do you think there's do you think that there's a thing, a category in this page just called types of radio stations, and it's like top 40 country talk number?
Do you
think that's how we're gonna find it?
Maybe there would be a list like that, but number would not be that high up on the list.
That was a joke. Yeah. That was the whole thing.
Number would be before country, clearly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, who's your favorite country music artist?
My favorite country music artist? Well, it was Taylor Swift, but...
Does Taylor Swift count anymore?
She doesn't... No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying... Well, I'm saying before she did what she did, which was
before...
bad. Oh, you're saying she doesn't count?
She doesn't count because she abandoned her country roots.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the recent hubbub.
No.
You're just saying she abandoned her roots.
I'm just saying, why Taylor abandoned her country roots?
Oh, technology is bad.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
That why?
Because radio.
Because radio technology, Spotify.
Yeah.
Removed music, Apple Music,
mm-hmm.
Twitter war.
Yeah.
None of those things are country.
Go back to country.
Do you
go back to twangy guitar.
Do you think there's a country song out there that's like, I don't use Twitter because I'm not, because
nah,
I'm
man.
Not a fool. It's like, it's, there's,
nah, man.
Well, there's that one song that's like, I don't know how to Dougie. What's that
but
one
that,
called?
But see, it's all about,
oh,
there's
God.
Like.
Boys Around Here. Boys Around Here
right.
Is like.
So, modern day country music, there's like three subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Girls in short, jean shorts.
Uh-huh.
And the dancing and partying, the country lifestyle.
Right.
And so you can make a song called I Don't Know How to Dougie because that is, you're placing that in opposition to the country partying
right,
lifestyle.
Right, which, let's not get too deep into how fucked up that is on a number of levels.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, if country wanted to broaden its kind of adversarial field, it could also just be like, country is the Luddites music. And
yeah.
Be like, what's a Facebook?
country is the Luddites music. Technology has taken away workers' opportunities.
Here's the see? It kind of fits in line with some kind of maybe like...
immigrants aren't taking our jobs. Robots are. Smash capitalism.
Are you... What if...
Like, how far can this go?
What if country become... The music, the music of the people, a la
yeah.
Like some kind of communist Marxist,
right?
Reclaim like the means of production,
exactly.
Line
yeah.
of thought, dude. I think we just, Kayla. I think we just figured out where country will inevitably self implode because it'll try to be so much about the people that it becomes communist and
it becomes unmarketable.
It becomes what it hated,
yeah,
or what it seems at a base ideological root in opposition to.
See,
eventually it'll
thinking...
be like, the government should give us our trucks and our women, and then they'll be like, wait a minute, no.
Right.
What about our bootstraps?
But they don't drive
boots
but they
we
don't,
bought.
They don't drive trucks anymore.
They don't, what? Who don't?
The country people. Because
yeah, they
they're
drive
Luddites.
Trucks.
They're Luddites now.
Oh, you're saying they're already out?
They're going to smash their trucks.
They're already out living in their three log cabins.
Yeah. They're lean-tos. I mean, they already do all their partying in the woods anyway. Really, when it comes right down to it, the truck portion of that equation is... fully, it's just, it's redundant.
What about music for trucks?
Music for trucks?
Yeah.
For trucks, by trucks?
Yeah. I'm thinking about a truck goo scenario where eventually trucks will consume
everything
all and
will
turn
become
everything
trucks.
Into trucks. Yes, because technology is bad.
Yeah, the whole universe is going to fill up with Ford F-150s.
It's not the most efficient packing of space. But... or maybe it's F-150s of all possible sizes. There's F-150s that are...
Little baby F-150s.
Well, yeah, little ones that could fit in Lincoln log cabins.
Right,
ones that
yeah.
are the size of a regular F-150. F-150s the size of the sun.
Giant ones, yeah.
How many... Here's a question. How many suns can you fit in the truck bed of an F-150 that is the size of the Milky Way? Get back to me if you're good at the math
oh my
for
God,
that.
A lot.
Here's the secret, Caitlin. Remember the top of the show?
Yeah, that's the answer is encoded in that.
The answer is also encoded along with
oh,
my name.
Oh my God.
There's two encodings.
How many things does that number sequence encode?
Well, actually...
contains the
question.
Entire human genome.
Nope. It contains a number of things equal to the sum of all those numbers.
Oh, fuck.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, numbers 42.
Numbers on numbers.
Yeah, we're getting real deep
here.
I'm
not good at addition. I'm not going to be able to pass your test.
You're not good at addition?
No, I'm not good at arithmetic, man. When I was in the first grade, we had this workbook that was called Arithmetwist, which was a fucking lie. It was just normal arithmetic. And I remember my first grade teacher, mean old Mrs. Ireland.
Uh-huh.
She used to make me stay in for recess.
You, wait, are you still up?
I'm still bitter about Mrs. Ireland.
I don't mean to interrupt. Are you sure you didn't grow up in a Goosebumps book? Yeah, mean old Mrs. Ireland.
She had that later on I found out that her house was just filled with leprechauns. And she had to occasionally bring home a child to sacrifice
really weird.
To the leprechauns.
Her house was at the end of a rainbow.
Yeah.
She always had all this jewelry on, and we were like, Mrs. Ireland, you're a public school teacher. How did you get so swag? Now starring Jack
Mrs. Ireland, Black
Jack.
Tell
ya. Jack Black.
Do your arithmetwist, children. Anyway, what I was gonna say,
arithmetwist would be the name of the book.
What I was, yeah. Arithmetwist is the key to life. How do you think I achieved so much success, huh?
She used the fact that leprechauns are bad at math to hoodwink them out of their gold.
Got the leprechauns under me thumb, I do. They think they're on top, but I've stolen all of their gold. It's like it's a constant battle, though, against leprechauns. You let leprechauns into your life like that, you can outsmart them, but it's like, you're always on edge. Are they going to outsmart you next?
Maybe one day Miss Ireland walked into her house and the long division problem she had them working on for 20 years is solved. And it's dead silent. She's like, oh no. Suddenly leprechauns everywhere descending from the ceiling between the floorboards. All right. Radio. So what's your favorite radio station in town?
My favorite radio station? I have to say it's 93.1 Le Rey. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's also a very consistent radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if...
You know just what you're getting when you turn into El Rey.
You don't want to be tuned to Top 40 where your mood's going to swing sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's a song about breakup.
Right.
Sometimes it's a song about just, like, making lots of money.
Right.
Those are the only two versions of songs on Top 40 radio. But
all of the songs on El Rey are about breakups. So you know exactly what you're getting into.
Well, I feel like just the tone of the music it's going to land you in that same mood zone you always want to be in.
Yeah. But if you do listen to the words,
they're all about heartbreak.
It's all about sadness.
Mm, damn.
It's maybe not about breakups, but about pining.
Oh, like maybe like unrequited love unexpressed love.
A lot of that.
Like, pent up feelings.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of pent up feelings.
Okay.
That's
a great answer.
Yeah, that's my ad for
El Rey. Yeah, we're
El Rey.
We're sponsored by them this week.
I'm just browsing this radio.
Just browsing.
Radio broadcasting. Clear Channel. Did you know that Clear Channel is owned by Bain Capital?
No.
Which
That's
is,
weird.
Of course,
yeah.
Mitt Romney's kingdom. Hmm. So basically, all the radio stations in town are owned by Mitt Romney, like on some level.
Damn. That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like this is bringing us back to our roots. Remember how this started as a radio show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
it was
online radio?
Yeah.
Because we
didn't
manage to have
let their
real radio.
Let their radio broadcast license lapse.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Video.
Those were the days. Video radio?
Video.
What?
Video killed the radio. Star.
Yep. That's super strange. Okay, there's gotta be something where it's like use of radio for not listening to normal things on this page, right?
Oh yeah, here it is. Use of radio for not listening to normal things.
Yeah,
found
good.
It, yeah,
great.
Applications.
God. Radio astronomy.
Direction finding.
Wireless energy transfer.
Whoa, weird, dude.
Damn.
That's the future. That's some future shit.
Is that how those surfaces that you can just, like, pop your phone down on and then they charge work?
Maybe. That sounds like that thing.
Can radio give me energy?
Can radio power Matt Olson?
Trick question. It already does whenever Katy Perry's Firework comes on. I'm totally revived and energized.
You feel the fireworks just bursting out of your chest.
So, well, you know, it's a day, and I feel like a plastic bag.
Yeah. You know what I think of? Is that plastic bag in American Beauty? I don't know if that's what she was referencing.
Probably.
Caught in the little vortex.
Yeah.
Everything is so beautiful. Look at this plastic bag.
Ugh. Wow, I'm kind of upset that there's not, like, communication systems. Like, maybe there's got to be something here
communication
that gets us on to what we want.
Radio equipment. Radio frequency bandwidth.
Code division multiplexing? No, that's not
it. I don't think that's correct.
Edison gave radio the name etheric force? What?
Etheric force?
Dude, tune into the etheric force.
Yeah, dude.
El Rey on the etheric force. Wait, what would the etheric force be in Spanish?
The etheric force?
Yeah.
I don't know, the fuerza something.
It's
fuerza ethereal. Except for...
Yeah, that's probably not
a
good translation.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. This is... I hate this.
Yeah, we're backed into a little corner here.
We're so close, I feel like.
Military communications?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, military communications.
I mean, maybe. I'm going to go with maybe. Not so much yes. Forms of signaling.
Clicked on military communications.
So now here's the question. Radio communications within a military
signaling. Oh, it's got to be in there.
This is a dangerous game, because what if it takes us right back to radio?
Oh, right. Oh, no.
But then again, what choice do we have?
I guess. This will be the first time we've doubled
back. We could click on parakeet.
Why would we click on parakeet, Caitlin?
Because they're cute.
All right, come on. Let's do it. We gotta take...
By the bullet, radio communications.
Ugh. Oh, no!
Back to radio!
That's a first for the podcast. We just sit right back to radio.
You're gonna draw a little arrow? Oh, no.
Okay. No, it's an additional step. It's an additional step.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We
really screwed the pooch on this one.
I don't know how we're gonna do this.
Technology did us wrong.
I'm gonna click on radio broadcasting.
Radio broadcasting, okay. Caitlin, are you on the same page, though?
Hmm?
Technology did us wrong.
Yeah, I mean, technology bad?
Yes. Technology bad.
I hate that I'm coming to realize technology bad.
Oh,
pirate radio.
See, I think, like, if I had come up in the time when pirate radio was a thing that anyone would give a shit about,
mm-hmm.
I've been all over that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All over that.
I also, I just want to say, I want you to know that I chose not to do a pirate voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know how I feel about pirate voices, right?
No, I don't, actually. How do you feel about them?
Do you know what day my birthday is?
Talk like a pirate day?
No. My birthday is September 19th.
Uh-huh.
Which has been co-opted.
Talk like a pirate day.
Best known as September 19th.
Best known as Matt's birthday?
Less well known as Matt's birthday. And then should not be known as Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay.
Should not. I hate it.
Yeah. I think this year,
the Rose City Comic Con is on September 19th.
Oh, shit, dude.
And I was like, Comic Con's...
All pirates, far as you can see.
That's the fucking thing. I was like, Comic Con's on my birthday.
Nothing but baby depths.
The first comment on the page where I'm reading this online is, it coincides with Talk Like a Pirate Day. I'm so excited. I'm like, no, actually, there's probably not a worse place on Earth than a Comic Con that takes place on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I need to avoid it now. There sure is not. Yep. Just scrolling through some pages here.
I know you're scrolling through pages, and I'm not seeing number station.
Radio format?
Oh, boy. I think we done did wrong.
What time is it? I mean, how much time do we have?
I'd say we just call it.
You want to call it?
I'd say we call it.
I'm going to click on radio format, and if this doesn't work...
Okay. Radio format, we'll give it another...
List of formats.
List of formats.
Come on.
Number station. Totally normal format.
Oh, it's not here.
Yeah, it's...
Middle of the road is a radio format.
We'll call it right now. Wait, spoken word? It's just numbers.
No.
It's just numbers being it's spoken. Okay. All right. Didn't make it. Did not get to that. We apologize, listeners. Let me recount how many steps we had. It was, let's see, 4, 8, 12. 12 steps. We didn't get there.
12 steps, huh? Maybe 12. That's a sign about how we need to stage an intervention for ourselves from technology. You know?
7, 9, 2, 1.
This has been Can You Get to 8. That? I'm your host, Caitlin Best.
9.
You can tweet me at
4,
at BestKabest. That's BestKabest.
9.
This is my co-host. 2, this has been 1, my co-host.
7.
Matt Olson.
8.
You can tweet him.
0.
At
1.
At Matthew Olson. 4.
7.
With 1 T.
9. 2. 1. 7.
That's it. That's 8, all I got for you.
9. 0.
Matt's gone.
8.
It's all over.
8. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 69, 420.